Now, if you were like me, I never read the book It Ends With Us, but there's been a lot of drama about it online. There's a brand new movie adaptation coming out with Blake Lively and Isabella Ferrer. Emma went and met the cast, and we're going to have a listen to her chat now. Let's go.
Hi, Roz and David. I hope you're having a very fun show. It is Emma Power here. Roz, I feel like I haven't been on with you in ages. I'm looking forward to being reunited next week, but I wanted to give you something for today's show. So I flew to London on Thursday and I spoke with Blake Lively and Isabella Ferrer. So they are both starring in the brand new film, which was released in Irish cinemas on Friday, called It Ends With Us. Now, anyone who is a book fan will know that It Ends With Us is the movie adaptation of the hugely successful 2016 novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. It is an epic book and the film is absolutely brilliant. So I caught up with Blake and Isabella to talk all about it.
So I come in here with kind of like, I feel like I've got a weird mother connection to both of you. You're probably thinking, what the hell is she going to say now? So my mum's surname is Blake, which makes me half Blake.
Amazing.
And then for you, Isabella, your mum's from the Emerald Isle, which is where I'm from as well.
Wow.
So I kind of feel like there's a weird little kind of connection.
I feel like you should have gone to Ireland, because everybody we've been interviewed by today is Irish.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of Irish here.
So what are we doing here? Let's get out of London.
Go afterwards. After the premiere tonight, you can just skip on
it. I would.
I actually might go to Ireland after Copenhagen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I can.
Do you spend a lot of time
there? Bring me back bread. I'm just soliciting.
I'll bring you back. What do you want? Do you want soda bread? What do you want?
Potato bread? I want the seeded.
Oh, the avocado bread.
The one with seeds and fruit. Sometimes it's just the seeds.
No, I know
the fruit
too.
You need a bit of soda bread as well, and you also need to try just a plain white sliced pan from Ireland, because it's elite.
Yeah,
honestly,
the sourdough is pretty great too.
So congratulations on the movie. I absolutely loved it. I'm a massive fan of the book as well, and I know you both play Lily Bloom, so you play her teenager and her adult, and she's a character who so many people love, you know, from the book. And watching you two together, well, not together, you're not on screen together obviously, but watching you, I couldn't get over how similar you are and your mannerisms and everything. And I was wondering now, going forward, after the film's out, are you going to like use each other for body doubles, you know, if you don't want to go to an event or something like that?
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a twin and be like, who knows?
Who's it going to be?
Yeah, I know.
Who's going to show up? Is it her? Is it her?
So there you go. You two now going forward, you have an out if there's something that you don't want to go to.
Yeah.
Another thing that I loved about the character is she's a passion for flowers. It's her hobby. And she is somebody who follows her dreams, and she opened up her flower shop. So I was wondering, outside of acting, what are your hobbies? Hobbies or your passions?
Oh, she's an amazing musician. No, she's an incredible singer, piano player, ballerina.
I've just started learning the piano.
But like to just sit down and like play the piano.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like she was just like, oh, I gotta learn a song. And I was like, okay. Can I use your piano? Sure. And then she's like playing songs.
So you're gifted. You're musically gifted.
And with accents too. So she has a really good ear.
Yeah,
that's probably not your passion. I know how much you love music, but
I would say actually though, like accents and dialects is a big passion of mine. Like if there's ever like a party trick, I'm like, give me an accent and I'll do it. Like name any place.
South African
is kind of like and all I can remember from South African is that they're all like, yeah, it's really hectic and like it's very it's like a mix of Dutch and British at the same time. Like it's really different.
I like that.
Can't believe I just did that.
Can you do Dublin?
This is so rough.
No, that was like, Dublin, I was just like,
Dublin, I think it's like, I have some family down in Wicklow. Yeah. So like, it's a little bit like a Dublin accent, but it's not as similar.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on it or not, but
you're kind of close there.
Kind of close.
Yeah, you are close enough there. The way you say it.
Kind of close.
Yeah,
kind
of close.
What are you, Simon Cowell?
Kind of close there.
I'm much nicer.
No, you're much nicer. I've met other people and they're like, you're not Irish.
This is crazy.
What I meant was, because she has Wicklow, it's kind of close. So she's kind of like what she's doing is a mixture of Dublin and Wicklow.
Yeah, yeah. Like one of my uncles.
Like Enniscary.
Do you know Enniscary? Have you been to Enniscary?
Yeah.
You lived there?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you find that?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. It was so beautiful there. I loved there, yeah.
It's the most picturesque little town ever.
Mm-hmm. There's a place called Poppy's
there in Enniscary. The cafe.
And they have a chicken cornflake casserole that is wild. You must have it.
Okay, I've never tried that. I've had
it's
their
so
scones.
I haven't had it either.
I've never had that.
No, it's great. You're like chicken casserole with cornflakes? Amazing. So
there you go. When you come to Dublin after the premiere tonight, you'll be able to go there and get to Enniscary. You can have that.
And I'll do a perfect accent.
Yeah. You did a perfect job.
Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's nice to meet you both.
Thank you so much.
I love the film, honestly.
Thank you.